Thank you. Next case.
Case number 12763, Lydia Dickerson seeks variances from the separation distance and front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.172, and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Capes Cove Lane within the Capes Cove Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 16306 Capes Cove Lane in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 22, Unit 2388. The applicant is seeking a 1.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement, a 1.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement, a 5.6-foot variance from the 16-foot separation distance, a 4.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement, and a 6.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement, and a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot front yard setback requirement. We have nine letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? Come forward and be sworn in. Mr. Sharp will go ahead and swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lydia Dickerson, 2394 Sunset Lake Road, Newark, Delaware.
Thank you.
And it's Kenneth Alexander, 2398 Sunset Lake Road, Newark, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you for hearing us tonight. We are requesting a variance approval for several setback distances, as you heard. Due to the fact there's just not enough room on our property. Our neighbors have expanded their trailer footprint with upgrades, and the lots are small due to the age of the trailer park. Because we are wanting to modernize up to a double wide, it makes the need for variances. As you can see on the trailer court, we're the little white one there, 1965, and we want to expand to a double wide right there. Our sides, please note there are several double wides in the trailer park already, and due to the size of our lot and our neighbor's deck and shed and our steps and our new trailer, we will need approval of separation distances from the neighbors and the driveway. We proposed a distance that would be fair to both neighbors. And then we did get a survey. Did you get the survey? I know you have that.
Did you get that?
Yes, they have the survey.
Did you get a copy? You got a copy of that, right?
Yes. We did send it last week, or the week before.
Is it the one dated November the 4th?
It is a stamp survey, this one.
And is it say in the bottom right-hand corner, November the 4th?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we have that one.
And as you can see, we do have approved letters. This is the trailer park, and everyone's approved except for two people.
Were they just not able to be reached, or?
One hasn't approved it yet, and the other one is elderly.
Is that?
So it's not that they didn't say no, they just haven't got there yet.
Well, hopefully, right?
You got one from Kings Cove. You mentioned that.
I got it. Oh, yes, and we do have one from Capes Cove Board of Directors, too.
So is there a homeowners association, or is it the tenants association, I guess?
It's a tenant association.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
That's it.
Questions?
The one issue was they're gone last. Like, both made improvements on both sides with the smaller lots that were established at the beginning of 40 by 60, then they're going last. So now everyone's crept in a little, and they're the ones having to get all the variances because they went last for doing double wide. And this double wide will be consistent with what's in the neighborhood right now to help bring up the value of that whole area because everyone's making improvements to their trailers or their mobile homes.
Had you thought about placing a smaller unit on the property?
Well, we actually were going to place a larger unit, and we realized that was encroaching too much on them, but we do want a double wide. And when we went looking for a double wide, this is considered a 24-foot double wide, but is actually the inner under the gutters is only like 23.4. And we had a hard time finding a double wide even that small when we went looking.
And that was consistent with the widths of the other trailers in there. When you look at them, what's measured, mm-hmm. the footprints, like the one to the north is with the deck is a 37-foot width footprint. The one to the south of them is, it looked like it was 24 or 26 feet. And then you can see the trailers in the rest of the neighborhood. Anything that's been improved, it looks like a lot of them are, you know, at least 24 footers. So it's just commensurate with what's been being built in there. And again, their issue is they're going last. So people have done improvements and then they're trying to do something consistent with the neighborhood and they're asking for they need variances to do that. So
do you own the land that it would be sitting on?
Well, we're actually 1/13th owner of 3 acres. Am I got that right, Rich? Yes. We're 1/13th owner of 3 acres.
Okay.
As a co-op.
Exactly.
Okay. And what that is there's these manufactured home communities can be tenant-owned, where basically each of the tenants will own the undivided thing in the whole thing.
So that would then take setbacks off the table on individual lots?
There still should be, you know, individual. It's kind of like you would have if you had a, you know, a landlord controlled one. It's just the landlord's now the co-op that's owned by the tenant.
Okay.
Same thing. Because without getting too far into it, the manufactured landlord tenant code has provisions in there that give tenants an opportunity to buy it. And if they were to do that, effectively there's no landlord anymore, but you still have the same number of units in that space.
I want to use the word lot, but it's really not appropriate here then, because is there a coverage requirement in terms of?
Ms. Norwood, that was a question I had, because there's a reference to lot 1, lot 1A, lot 2A, lot 3A, and I wasn't sure if they were demarcated somewhere with the county or not.
Excuse me, from what I understand, this was actually a trailer park at one time. And then they purchased it. And when it was a trailer park, it was lotted.
Okay.
And I think they were 10 by 60.
They were 40 by 60 was what started off. And then you saw, like, the older plan that they had for the electric showed 40 by 60 lots with single wides on them. And then, so they had, like, a designated area. But from what I understand and being told, it's 3 acres, like when the print got done, it's all on a 3 acre lot. There's no lot lines in there, so.
But the old ones, you know, from the existing trailer park.
Interesting. Is there any requirements from, maybe not in our purview, any requirements from the fire marshal regarding this property? That's what I'm wondering, because I'm looking at turnarounds and trucks and for the whole setup. Okay. Thank you.
And the only other thing is, you know, they're trying to maintain all these setbacks, and when we first started off to see what we were trying to maintain from. Not that we're not asking for anything to be changed on their end or anything, but we're actually maintaining off of a deck that they got a permit but no CO, and then we're asking for variances on the shed that never was permitted. So we're providing variance, we're requesting variances for a couple of the items that, like the shed in lot 1A is not a permitted shed. So we're asking for that. We were told to go ahead and ask for that, but really there's no permit for that to be there. And we're not asking for it to be moved or anything done about that, but we're just saying we're dealing with some pre-existing situations that, you know, two of the variances off the shed are against an item that's not even a permanent item. So.
And they were pre-existing before the trailer was even purchased, you know, our neighbor's trailer.
Okay. Mr. Short?
How does this home compare with your prior home?
You can see our home was a double wide, it was a single, and then it had a porch, and my husband and I couldn't fit down the hallway. It's small, it's very narrow. Now, it's the same width, but it was a single wide.
So it was 23 feet wide?
No, it wasn't. We did have the section you see to the right of it was actually a screened-in porch, so that wasn't, you know, the trailer itself.
Okay. And did you, I'm guessing just by looking at this, you might have had difficulty even considering a single wide because of those typically are longer than 52 feet. And I see you've got a gravel driveway there that kind of limits how far back your lot goes. Am I looking at that right?
Yeah, you do see some trees that are covering part of our trailer, but it was 52.
Okay. Is there a reason why you've got to have a double wide as opposed to a single wide?
Because three of us chair the trailer, and we all have families and children and grandchildren, so we wanted enough room for us to come down and vacation and enjoy it.
And they wanted to be able to enjoy the trailer like the rest of the trailers are. You know, the families are enjoying their trailer and there. I don't personally feel they should be punished for being the last one to develop, because that's what's created a lot of the variance requirements is, you know, they're in there going in between two that have already finished up.
All right.
But they want to be able to enjoy their lot. So it's like a sub. I've been in it once. It was like walking down the hallway of a submarine.
Does it have well and septic, or is that
city water? Yes, it does. I mean, the whole trailer park does.
Okay.
Yes.
What, like a central septic system, and or is it a sewer?
Septic system.
Okay.
And let's see. We are 18.4 from the one trailer, if you noticed, and then then with the steps, it makes it 14.4, and then on the other trailer, we're actually 18.8, but with their deck, it makes us 16, and we're supposed to have 20-foot setbacks, so that is still pretty far, except for the deck area and the steps that are in the 5-foot allotted time.
That appears to be a raised deck because there's a ramp?
Yes, it's a handicap ramp.
Is that deck staying or leaving?
That deck is staying. They did get a permit for it, but from what we understand, there's no CO. But it was there before they actually purchased the trailer, the deck, and the shed. And we're not.
Mr. Werfel?
Yeah, I see this list, the six variances that you're requesting. The last one says 4x4 gable end steps. Are those steps going to have a roof over them?
No.
Okay.
That just allows us to get into the mudroom. And we didn't want to put it
It's just a platform.
Yeah, we didn't want to put it on the other side.
Prefab.
Yes.
Okay, that's my only question.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Short?
No, thank you.
You can have a seat right there.
Okay.
Front if you'd like. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to come forward and make a statement? Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Corey Peterson, 107 South Tart Drive, Elton, Maryland, 21921.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I just had a question. As far as, and so we are the neighbors, which is 208, we're right there. And just, we're okay with all the variances. We just went to the boundary plot plan that was submitted. Right now, there's an AC unit on that side, which is fine. There's no door on that side right now, so we just wanted to see that what is submitted can't be changed, and that's what will be done as far as what's been submitted. There won't be a door on that side or a deck or anything else on that side.
That's a question for them. But we only vote on what's been proposed to us.
I just wasn't sure because it was actually like sealed and everything, right. So I just didn't know if that was
yet. This is what we're going to
do. I'm just confirming that is what, yeah. That's what
so,
it is. Not
so changing. What is proposed is what they can build.
Yes, yep. Correct. Yeah, yep. And that was just a question. Okay. And again, we're fine with the variances on our side and everything. So say that. So.
And you're the adjoining neighbor.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And that was one of the one on Sonic.
Sir,
you'll have to come up to the microphone. We have to get that. Yeah.
You have to address us.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that was the one of the two on Sonic, just okay. So you know that.
All right. Thank you. Would you like to come forward, sir? And Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
My name is Richard Irvine. My address is 26365 Butler Branch Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. I'm on the board. I'm the secretary of the board. And unfortunately, the other neighbor of the proposed home had to deal with her grandchildren this evening where she would have been here, and she's our treasurer on the board. So she signed a letter in her agreement in support of the project. So now we have both neighbors. The park in general is happy to have an upgraded home. The family's been good neighbors for many years, and as you can see, there have been some homes replaced. Some, it's my understanding, have had variances approved in the past, before my time as a member of the association. So anyway, I just wanted to reiterate that the board appreciates the work that the family has done to try to bring in something that will fit better than their original plan. I know there was some hardship involved, but I don't know that that would have flown anyway. So I think Cape Cod's Tenants Association is behind the project and hope that things will work out well for the family.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12763 for Ms. Lydia Dickerson?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board?
Question for Mr. Sharp. So the variety of variances that are being requested is, again, maybe I misunderstood. Are they applicable to the co-op as a whole, or are they applicable to?
I think we treat it just like we would a manufactured home park.
Okay.
That's why they came for that. So they're trying to put a new home in different structures, and they were so close to other ones, just because it's an older community and it's under the co-op.
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily change it.
Thank you.
Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12763. Ms. Lydia Dickerson, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12763 for Lydia Dickerson for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique conditions. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. If practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote of 3-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Good evening.